Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
How in the heel is Carolina favored by 3.5 at Virginia Tech? This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. When you consider the Tar Heels' overall series record against Virginia Tech is 12-23-6, and that they've lost 5 out of 7 in Blacksburg since the Hokies joined the ACC, UNC's banged-up team being favored tomorrow afternoon scares the heel out of me. Vatech is 4-2, 1-2 in the ACC, and Carolina is 3-3, 2-1 in the league. The winner of this game will remain in the race to win the Coastal Division. But are we forgetting that Larry Fedora lost his last 3 against the Hokies of coach Justin Fuente, including 34-3 in Keenan Stadium and 59-7 in Lane Stadium 2 years ago? That's 93-10 if you're doing the math. And even more painful was last year's 22-19 stunner after UNC led by 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. So is Virginia Tech so bad that it would be the underdog at home when the Hokies have a talented new quarterback and athletic receivers that could burn Carolina's depleted defense? Personally, I don't see it and hope the odds makers don't know what the heel they are talking about. Virginia Tech is always tough at home, especially against Carolina and especially on homecoming. Yes, the Hokies were blown out at home by Duke in the second half, but offset that by winning at Miami the following week. Their 3 other wins are against FCS schools, Old Dominion, Furman, and Rhode Island, and they weren't impressive. But I am telling you, they are saving their best game for Carolina, which will play pass defense without 4 injured regulars in the secondary. Vatech's defense is in great shape, so it could be a shootout between QBs Hendon Hooker and Sam Howell. Both will be looking for talented receivers, Damon Hazleton and Trey Turner for the former Gobblers, and the Heels group that includes Dyami Brown, Daz Newsome, and Bo Corrales. Carolina has been hyped since Mack Brown's return, and its 3 losses all went down to the last possession. Unlike Mack Cinderella stories, Fuente has been under growing pressure since succeeding Frank Beamer, and the rabid Virginia Tech fan base has been on his back for 2 straight poorly rated recruiting classes. But playing veteran Bud Foster's defense is never easy, and in his final season as D coordinator, he is surely determined to go out a winner. That's why, all in all, I'm scared as heel about this one. This is Archansky. See ya.